The Holy Gospel of our Lord according to St. John. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Chapter 15. I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he will take away. And every one that beareth fruit, he will purge, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean by reason of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone abide not in me, he shall be cast forth as a branch, and shall wither. And they shall gather him up, and cast him into the fire, and he burneth. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bring forth very much fruit, and become my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, as I also have kept my Father's commandments and do abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be filled. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love than this no man hath, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do the things I command you. I will not now call you servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doth. But I have called you friends, because all things whatsoever I have heard of my Father I have made known to you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and have appointed you, that you should go and should bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, know ye that it hath hated me before you. If you had been of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember my word that I said to you, the servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they know not him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no other man have done, they would not have sinned. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But that the word may be fulfilled, which is written in their law, they hated me without cause. But when the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me. And you shall give testimony, because you are with me from the beginning. Thus far are the words of the Holy Gospel. Praise be to thee, O Christ. First half of John chapter 15 is all about abiding in the Son, abiding in his love, He uses here the parable of the vine. We can only bear fruit if we are plugged in to the root, to a living plant, and that is Jesus Christ. And he says in verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. We live in a time where there are many people who claim to be disciples of Jesus Christ. They claim to be Christians. They claim to be Catholics. They claim to be priests, religious, bishops, even cardinals, even popes. And we know that those who are good, those who are plugged into Jesus, bear much fruit. Not just a little fruit, but much fruit. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. This is something that the Protestants get wrong because they follow the heretic Martin Luther. Martin Luther said we're justified by faith alone. This is never found in the Bible, faith alone. Well, it is found. Faith alone is found in James chapter 2, where he says we are not justified by faith alone. In chapter 10, Christ teaches, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Yes, we believe. We must have faith. That's the beginning, and it must continue all the way through our life in Christ. But we must also keep his commandments. Not my words, the words of Jesus Christ. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. What are the commandments of Jesus? To love God, to forgive our enemies, to forgive those who have wronged us, to feed the poor, to give drink to the thirsty, to visit the homeless, to visit those in prison, to bury the dead, to correct those in error, to preach and teach the gospel to all nations. These are the commandments of Jesus Christ. We must do these things. We must be merciful. We must be charitable. He talks about how he's chosen them. They didn't choose him. Jesus chose them. Verse 17, these things I command you, that you love one another. There are people out there who claim to be Christians, claim to be Catholics, claim to be nuns or monks, priests, bishops, cardinals or popes, but they don't obey the commandments and love one another. What's the point? What's the point? He then talks about how the world first hated him, Jesus. And therefore, if we're in him, the world will hate us and persecute us. That's not a maybe. That's a promise from Jesus Christ. We will have enemies. I have enemies. Everyone who follows Christ has enemies. And that's why he says, love your enemies. Jesus presumes that you have enemies and you have to love them. Verse 20, remember my word that I said to you, the servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. That's a promise and a prophecy. It's going to happen. Verse 23, he that hateth me hateth my Father also. Anyone who hates Jesus hates God. Period. That's it. If you hate Jesus, you hate God the Father. That's it. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have the Father. And verse 26, he talks about the Paraclete. Who is the Paraclete? The Paraclete is the Holy Ghost. It's the third person of the Trinity. And this verse 26 is important in the East-West discussion on the procession or processions of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. He says, But when the Paraclete, that's the Holy Ghost, cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceedeth from the Father, he shall give testimony of me. The Catholic Church believes that the Holy Ghost, a third person of the Trinity, proceeds from the Father through the Son. From the Father through the Son. and that the Holy Ghost is the love that proceeds from the Father and from the Son. This is why in the Nicene Creed we say Filioque, who proceeds from the Father and from the Son. Verse 26 is an important verse for us. And then verse 27, and you shall give testimony because you are with me from the beginning. He's talking about the apostles. Any bishop or priest or even layman who doesn't teach the testimony of Jesus given to the 12 apostles, he will not bear fruit. He will not bear fruit. So there it is, a beautiful chapter. It's a short chapter, verse 15. And thanks so much, everybody, for watching. If you're new, these are live. If you'd like to be notified, please do hit the subscribe button. And also please like and share this video. I appreciate it. Pray that rosary every single day. And remember, our Lord Jesus Christ says, you are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless. Happy Advent.